The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. We are live today, and you can call in and join the conversation, ask us questions, talk to my guest. 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. If you're not listening live, we have a 24-hour voicemail line where you can leave questions and comments. That number is 323-SEX-8266. 323-SEX-8266. Hey, last week I teased that the guest this week would be Carlton Mackey and Devin DeMarcus, who are the creators of the Instagram project, hashtag Black Men Smile. They had to reschedule, unfortunately, but man, I've got a great guest. This usually doesn't happen. You know, you're usually scrambling when someone cancels, but in this case, I scored big time, and I scored for you, and you're going to benefit from it. Let me tell you who she is. Bevan Brand Landingham is an ultra-rad warrior for self-acceptance. She's a writer, performer, healer, and cultural producer in Los Angeles who believes that all bodies are good bodies and works to make the world safe for people to love themselves. An award-winning femc and event producer, Bevan's monthly body positive dance party, Rebel Cupcake, was named one of the reasons New York City is the best city in the world by Time Out New York. She moved to Los Angeles in 2016 and is excited to be part of an upstart community that turns the stereotype of thin, obsessed Hollywood on its head. She blogs at queerfatfemme.com and teaches a weekly dance aerobics class called Fat Kid Dance Party for all sizes to heal from body oppression at this great new place called Everybody in Los Angeles. She provides energy healing through Reiki-infused teas, and they are currently available through her blog and soon will be at bevanstea.com. I have the pleasure of having her in studio right here in Altadena, California, which is such a treat. And I'm thrilled to have her. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Bevan.
Tristan, it's such an honor to be here.
Well, we're friends, so there's so many things I could ask you that I already know the answer to. But one of the reasons why this was such good timing this week is because you are running something called Fat Sex Week.
It's true. It's actually Fat Sex Week XXL. In homage to Magic Mike XXL,
okay,
which is way better than the first Magic Mike, even though they were both great. Mm-hmm. So Fat Sex Week XXL is going on right now. And because it's Fat Sex Week, it's fatter than a regular week. So it's really 2 weeks.
Wait, Fat Sex Week is 2 weeks?
Basically, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Well, first of all, have you seen the porn version of Magic Mike XXL?
No, I have not.
Okay, because they got like the only porn guys who are actually dancers. And the choreography is actually like sick and it's amazing. Jessica Drake, I think, is in it. Wicked Pictures put it out. You have to see it.
Thank you. It's really good. I need this in my life.
Okay. Okay. So tell me what Fat Sex Week XXL is?
So basically, it's just when I have a lot of content that's in a theme for my blog, then I'll just do a theme series, right? So Fat Sex Week XXL is an aggregate of cool stuff happening in the fatosphere. Like, there was a great documentary that came out about Fancy Feast, who is a fat burlesque performer in New York, and I actually gave her her first shot at stardom on the Rebel Cupcake stage. I had no idea she hadn't actually performed on stage before. I thought that she had done a couple of gigs, but she was my stage kitten, and that's a great way to break into anything.
Wait, what's a stage kitten?
A stage kitten is the person who is responsible for clearing the clothes after burlesque performers perform, or drag performers, or whoever. It's like this, it's kind of like a stage manager, but the person who wears a slutty outfit and goes out on stage and handles it. Mm-hmm. And since, you know, it was a monthly party at a DIY sort of divey bar, I didn't have a ton of money, but I had drink tickets. And so she was willing to do it. And so then she like rose to fame. And now she spends 100% of her time working in fat sex. Like, she's a fat burlesque performer and she sells sex toys by day.
You know, I saw Fancy Feast for the very first time at a queer event in New York City. Kelly Dunham put on this queer storytelling event that was all about bodies, health, and healthcare. It was really actually incredible, and I recommend people go next year. Fancy Feast told a story about being hired as a sort of erotic model at a party for really rich people, like on the Upper East Side. And it was so devastatingly honest and brilliant and beautiful. I mean, I was just blown away. In fact, so it's so funny because after she got off stage, I made a note to myself in my notepad on my phone. I just wrote Fancy Feast, amazing. Like, so that I could, you know, find out more about her, or find out, you know, like, who is she, and like find her online or something. So it's so funny that you say that, because Fancy Feast is brilliant. Brilliant.
She's totally brilliant. And now there is a 1 hour long documentary you can watch for free on YouTube. It's exquisitely edited and put together. The director did it as a labor of love. And so it's all just word of mouth that's getting the distribution. So it's on Fat Sex Week. She was the first, she was the inaugural post.
Oh.
But I was just so proud and excited about her. I was like, what? And then there was more Fat Sex stuff that came out that just like manifested really well. So we did, just today I launched the post where I had a fat trans man try out Buck Angel's new toy, the Buck Off. And I was like, is this as good for fat people as, you know, thin trans men? So I had Buck send a free sample to a friend of mine who wrote an anonymous review for my blog. And so it's very thorough. You can find that at queerfatfem.com and see.
Awesome.
And then I had a couple other friends who reached out, because, you know, you put a call out, hey, I have a free sex toy I can give to a fat F to M. And then your friends like come out of the woodwork. And they're like, hey, so I have this toy and I have this feedback, blah, blah, blah. So I actually have like three good pieces of feedback.
Okay, that's good. You know, yeah. Speaking of which, I'm doing an entire show coming up like in about a month that's all about sex toy reviews. And I'm getting different people to review them with different bodies, different gender expressions, da, da, da. So actually, before you leave here, I should give you a sex toy. Will you do a review for me?
Totally.
That would be awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, it'd be really fun.
Okay, I'll show you like what's in the stash, what's available.
I really can't wait to see Tristan Taramina's stash.
No,
We were at a fundraising carnival a couple weeks ago, and Tristan shows up with a raffle prize, and it was literally the size of like a giant Macy's bag full of porn. It was no small feat.
And no, it was porn, it was lube, it was sex toys. Because, you know, I also get like people send me things. In this case, I asked for specific things that I want reviewed. But usually people also just send things to me because they want me to try them or talk about them on social media or review them. And some things they send to me completely unsolicited. And I never open it, I never try it, and I just re-gift it.
I mean, it's so nice, because then you can give it to things like the Cuties Queer Carnival for this amazing LGBTQ coffee shop that's opening up in LA. It is an amazing time to be queer in Los Angeles.
It's like, kind of crazy. I mean, of course, we're coming from New York, you know, everyone's like, first of all, why are you not moving to San Francisco? That's the first question they ask, right? Because San Francisco is everything. And then they're like, you're going to LA? Like, New Yorkers, by definition, hate LA. And it must be awful there. And I have to say, it's entirely the opposite.
totally the opposite.
That carnival is a perfect example. There were so many people there who I love and respect. I met new people there. And it's just such an amazing community full of people doing really incredible work, who have really smart politics, who it's just, there's like a whole world here.
There really is a whole world here. And it's really focused around inclusivity, which I think people don't expect that from LA.
Absolutely.
Like, this coffee shop is very focused on being gender inclusive and queer inclusive and body inclusive. And then there's the gym that I work at, Everybody.
Yes.
Which is gender inclusive and body positive, which having that at a gym is very rare. There are literally like maybe two that I can think of. Two gyms.
I know. I think there's only one in the Bay Area that I know of.
There's one in the Bay, and I think there's one in Portland, or maybe one coming to Portland.
Oh, that's very Portland.
Yeah,
of course there is. Because there can be like a whole episode now in Portlandia about the inclusive gym, I'm
sure.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Okay. We're going to talk about everybody or everybody. How do I say it?
It's everybody. But it's everybody. To call people my everybodies who go to the gym with me.
It's everybody. Because it's one word. So I want to say everybody because it's about bodies, but then it looks like everybody. Okay. We're going to talk about that because you're doing something really cool there. But we actually have to take our first commercial break.
It sounds great.
That's just how that happened.
Shop the Pleasure Chest, everybody.
Okay, yes. That was my next thing that I was going to get to, you guys. The Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. You can visit their boutiques in New York, LA, and Chicago and enjoy their free weekly workshops offered in their Pleasure Ed program. Experience sex ed in a fun, non-judgmental, and supportive environment. Whether you're improving your oral sex skills or learning the proper way to wield a whip, the Pleasure Ed program has classes for all experience levels, orientations, and interests. Not only will you learn new skills to take home, but every class attendee enjoys 15% off their purchase when they come to a workshop. You can visit pleasurechest.com for class schedules. And by the way, they just relaunched an entirely new platform, design, custom images that just went live this week. And it's absolutely stunning and gorgeous. So if you haven't visited pleasurechest.com in a little bit, you should go there now because it looks really good. And if you're going to shop online, use the coupon code Tristan and you'll get a free gift with every purchase. So stay tuned. We're going to talk more about Fat Sex Week. We're going to talk more about the Queer Fat Femme blog. We're going to talk about everybody. We have a lot more to talk about with Bevan Brand Landingham. So don't go anywhere.
Streaming live. The leader in internet talk radio. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Listen, there is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off-limits. Visit pleasurechest.com to learn more, because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to tristan@puckerup.com. That's tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking today with warrior, princess, activist, teacher, healer, Bevan Brand Landingham. And we were talking about her Fat Sex Week. So you told us what Fat Sex Week is. I want to know why. Why Fat Sex Week?
Because in our society, which is fat phobic, you know, and it's really, it targets all bodies. Fat phobia is poison to everybody because literally everyone is only temporarily whatever size they are because life happens. We're literally all aging. Like, this idea that certain bodies have value is bullshit, and we can choose to disinvest from body currency. And that means just not assigning values to different types of bodies based on these like arbitrary systems of privilege and oppression, right? So you can just sort of like back out of that and be like, you know what? All bodies are good bodies. I'm going to make that choice. I'm going to live my life that way. You will free up so much time in your head. And body currency is a term coined by Jess Baker of The Militant Baker. But you're just going to free up so much time in your head to live your life and enjoy your life and be happy if you make those choices. But unfortunately, we still live in a fatphobic society. And part of that, and we also live in an anti-erotic society that is very shaming of all sex and sexuality and sexual expression. So the combination of the two means that a lot of fat people don't have access to sex or sexuality or don't feel they are worthy of that access. And I'm here to blow that all wide open. And just by virtue of talking about fat sex, let alone like all of these different diverse facets of fat sex, I think is revolutionary.
Now, you made that sound really easy, this process of letting go of body currency and changing your life. And I will say, as someone who knows you and interacts with you on a regular basis, I see this brilliant confidence in you. You are sort of, you love your body, you accept your body, or my perception is, and I'm not saying this is 24 hours a day, you flaunt your body online, where, by the way, people are like the meanest they could ever be, even meaner than when they're in person with you. But how did you get there?
Oh, well, I like to say that it was like I was investing in myself every day just by making the choice of loving my body, because it's not like you make a choice and then poof, you love yourself. It's just making a decision to step away from negative habits, making a decision to step away from negative thought patterns, and to push yourself towards joy and towards loving yourself. And kind of fake it till you make it. And then eventually suddenly you're like, oh, I forgot to hate myself. And suddenly you're like, it took me a long time to learn how to like step away from self-critical thinking, which is a whole different layer. Like, I thought I loved myself. And then I worked with an artist life coach once who was like, there's a lot going on in there that you're not being loving to yourself about. And I'm like, oh, I love my body though, but I guess it doesn't stop there.
No.
But I mean, it's a lifelong journey. But definitely I don't really think twice about my body anymore. Like every now and again, like I think through like how people are going to perceive my body, which is different. Mm-hmm. You know, like you have moments where people, like, I was clocked for being too sexual or just trying to go to Dollywood, which, you know, I love Dolly Parton so much.
You worship her. Yes,
I do. And I was supposed to do a meet and greet with Dolly Parton. And so I had thought through my outfit for weeks, and I settled on a gold sequin butterfly crop top because nobody loves butterflies more than Dolly. Nobody loves like glitz and glam more than Dolly.
Yes.
So it's like the right thing to do.
And you're kind of a fashionista, just so people know. Yes, so it's like, totally. This makes sense that you would like really think this through.
Yeah, I really thought it through. And it was also August in Tennessee, so that was a really specific sort of time. So I had to wear something that wasn't super hot. Mm-hmm. I even got a compliment because I like had to change at the airport because I was like trying to cram this in with like my busy life. And like I got a compliment, like a really wow compliment from the woman at the parking garage at the airport. So I felt like I was completely rocking it. And then when I got to the gate at Dollywood, the person who was at the turnstile said that he felt like he needed to take me over to the office. And I was like, what? And like I didn't understand what was happening until we were over there. And then they were like trying to decide if my outfit was a dress code violation, which in fact it was not, because crop tops are allowed at Dollywood. They just felt that it was too sexual because I showed too much skin. And I was like, I'm just fat. Like, this is a crop top. This is how big my belly is. This is just, it's not overly sexual. I was like, and this woman who was making the judgment had Duggar hair. And like, I mean, like that classic, like, late 2008, sort of dug her hair before they got a little fancier, where they all had perms and like the big floofy bang thing.
Right. And this like woman, the flipped up, the curl
up in the back.
Yeah, yeah.
And so this woman had Duggar hair. And I was like, I'm not expecting you to have like my values or like see me as that. But if I'm not actually violating your dress code, like, it's not okay.
Why is there a dress code at Dollywood?
It's a theme park. I don't know. They all have dress codes.
Okay.
So, but what they ended up doing, and I couldn't fight it because I needed to go meet Dolly Parton.
Of course.
So they offered me 30% off at the souvenir shop. So what I did was I bought literally the sluttiest shirt I could buy at the souvenir shop, which is completely see-through, and I was wearing a leopard print bra. So that's what I wore to meet Dolly Parton. That's how I wore a t-shirt or a tank top to wear to meet Dolly Parton. Never would have been my choice. But in addition to that, I supermarket sweeped the souvenir shop in under 5 minutes and got all my souvenirs for 30% off.
Wow.
So, yeah.
But they did make you change.
They did make me change. It was outrageous. But it just goes to show the double standards with thin and fat bodies. It's like fat bodies are seen as, I think, in some ways, more threatening and therefore sometimes more sexual or just whatever. Like, it's like people's perceptions of fat bodies are these like terroristic things when they're just bodies, and human diversity is just part of the human experience.
But it's fascinating too that they said it was too sexual. Uh-huh. That's just a really interesting tact to take. Like, instead of saying like, you're like, this isn't appropriate, or this is like not in our keeping of our family values, aesthetics, or whatever.
I mean, they said all those things.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
But the idea also that you're fat and you're sexual is sort of the ultimate fuck you in our culture that says there is really one beauty standard, and that beauty standard is deserving of love, affection, desire, pleasure, money, all sorts of great privileges, and no one else's.
Yeah. And it's ironic, too, because Dolly Parton herself, her three favorite things in life are God, sex, and money. No, God, sex, and music, not money. sorry, I quoted that wrong.
Totally fine.
But she says not necessarily in that order. And that's in her memoir, My Life and Other Unfinished Business. It's a really good book. So it was just like, I love Dollywood because I love schmaltz, I love kitsch, I love the South, I love Dolly Parton. Like, all of these things are right up my alley. I also really love Christmas, and they put on Christmas like literally no one else. But it was really, it was like one of those completely devastating things to have happen at one of your favorite places. Like, right before you're meeting your idol, like, it ruined the whole experience for me. I tried really hard to, like, just stay in my lane and like try to clear my head and be there, but like, I can't divorce the experience of meeting Dolly Parton from being fat shamed and slut shamed at the front gate. It was really hard.
You know what I also wonder, because my friends often say that they're fat shamed at the doctor's office.
Always.
How do you find like healthcare practitioners? And that could be a doctor, that could be a therapist, that could be a massage therapist, right? There's all sorts of service people that we interact with. How do you find someone who's not going to go there?
It's really hard because of the way our medical industrial complex gives us quote unquote care, because a lot of times you're picking doctors based on names. You're like, I don't know what this means. I don't know who this person is. But I always ask, literally always ask. And if I can, I will say, I need someone who's body positive. I need someone who is open to queer stuff. I need someone who is gender aware. I need someone who understands about polyamory, which is a lot to ask and way more important for me to ask of like a therapist. So I just straight up asked that the last time I went to therapy at like a clinic. They did an intake thing and I was like, I need all of these things, but body positivity is like the first thing and the most important thing, because I won't connect to someone who has any perception of bodies being different values. I got a great therapist. She was awesome. And also, I actually literally asked that at Kaiser. I was like, I want someone who's not going to shame me for being fat and who will treat me as a patient and not just a BMI that they believe I am. So I've only seen my doctor once, but I enjoyed her. She didn't fat shame me in any way. But then I still get like these weird health notices from Kaiser about my BMI. And I'm like, you didn't even measure my BMI. Like,
okay, that's weird.
Yeah, it's totally weird. But, you know. Every time I just want to write them a nasty email every time they send me an email about my BMI, but I'm like, I don't have time to give you free education, Kaiser. You can pay me as a consultant.
You have like other shit to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, a lot of other shit to do.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm wondering if you think the needle has moved at all on this.
For sure. I definitely, when I started doing this work in 2002, that was kind of when I made like my self-awakening that you can be fat and love yourself. And I had met some fat femmes who were like owning their bodies and owning their sexuality. And I was like, that's amazing. I want to be that way. And so at that time, it was very underground. The internet was still pretty young. I don't even think blogs were much of a thing at the time. So it was really interesting to see the needle move because like Torrid opened up around that time.
The store.
And once you can be like dressing yourself well, that really changes everything. And so I felt like that started to move the needle. And then like in the last, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, I feel like it's just gotten more and more mainstream and like more people are picking it up. They're talking about it. I mean, they can never talk about it on mainstream media without like questioning our value as human beings, right? Like, or our health or whatever concern trolling they want to do. But it's still something and it's still in the public discourse. And I think that's completely radical and totally not what I expected so soon. Like the shifts that have been made have surprised me. So I'm glad they've happened. I mean, obviously we still have a long way to go, but the amount of shifting that has happened in the last 15 years is tremendous in my opinion.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I want to talk about another shift that also has to do with fashion. An article I read recently, but we're going to take another break.
Oh, great.
Okay, kids, I want to tell you about what's coming up at the Pleasure Chest because there's a lot of good stuff coming up. First of all, at every single location, or I think all the locations, or maybe just check this online, okay? April 16th, 10 a.m. to noon, is the annual Easter hunt. You go to the store, you find hidden peeps throughout the store, and you can win fabulous prizes and discounts that work for that entire day. There's going to be festive refreshments and light snacks, so that's really exciting. And then, of course, you've got free classes. All the classes are from 8 to 10 p.m., and it's first come, first serve. In Chicago, April 19th, Prostate Pleasure with Tanya. In Los Angeles, April 12th, Curvy Girl Sex with Elle Chase.
Such a great book.
So on point here. April 19th, Spank Someone Happy with Coco and Michelle. In New York City, April 12th, Butt Sex Basics with Greer and Santos. And April 19th, Blowjobs 201 with Nico. You can find all this and more at pleasurechest.com. And stay with us. Coming up, I want to ask about a recent retail shakeup that has to do with the plus size market. And we're going to talk about this new program that Bevan's doing at Everybody in LA. So stay tuned.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Listen, there is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off limits. Visit pleasurechest.com to learn more because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking today live in studio with Bevan Brand-Landingham, and you can call us. Did you know that? You can call us at 866-472-5788. 866-472-5788. If you're not listening live, call us on our voicemail, 323-SEX-8266, 323-SEX-8266. Okay, so Bevan, I read an article on Jezebel, don't judge me, this week, which was about ModCloth. So ModCloth is a retailer that started out like super indie, super grassroots, like, and gained this tremendous following among people I know and love. And it was started by this husband and wife team. And one of the things they did sort of off the bat was they embraced plus size models in their representation and their marketing. And they had a lot more inventory in plus sizes than the sort of average, I guess, ratio in traditional retail, whatever that is. And so these were like really good things. You know, this is like moving the needle, and people were really into ModCloth. And recently ModCloth was sold to Walmart.
What?
And also the former CEO, which was the husband of the wife who started it, stepped down, and there's a new CEO, and there was this, you know, kind of an expose on the culture, how the culture has shifted. This was really before, I don't know if it's simultaneous to the new CEO and Walmart. I mean, because Walmart alone is problematic. But this new CEO came in and said, like, we don't want to have a plus size section on the website anymore because we feel like that's just like separating people out. We want people to just shop and look at the sizes that we have available. But plus size people actually said, now it's really hard because I have to go to every single dress and see if they have it in my size rather than just being able to go to see, okay, is this even available in my size, right? So plus size people were like, I don't know that this is a thing. And then, you know, they interviewed a lot of people on the record who were talking anonymously about how there was a general move away from plus size models and a sort of denial by the CEO that it had anything to do with their size, but it did seem like there was more skinny models now than. So I'm just wondering what you think of all this.
You know, I'm not aware of it, but I feel like I want to read this article. I've recently had, I've only had experience with ModCloth as a consumer. Mm-hmm. They've never sent me free stuff. ModCloth, you can send me free stuff anytime. But I have found when I shop there, I just click what my sizes are. And then, because, you know, everybody's a range of sizes because there's no actual, like, size charts are bullshit for all sizes, but yes, especially plus sizes. Like, the cuts are so different. And then it can be garment to garment at the same store. But what I will say is that you can just click on your size and shop that way. That's usually what I do with ModCloth. But it's so weird because I've been seeing ads for them all over the place about their plus offerings. So I find, because I don't know, Facebook knows I'm fat. And so, like, and they know I shop at ModCloth, or at least I clicked on the site before. So yeah. I get it on Instagram and Facebook, like the same picture with like Tess Holliday wearing a one piece. I feel the same way every time I see it because I'm like, why is Tess in the one piece? Tess looks good.
In a bikini.
Why is the other like slightly curvy girl in the bikini? It should be Tess in the bikini. I have the same internal process every time I see this ad. I've seen it so many times lately.
You need to go to a focus group and tell them this, obviously.
Like, you really missed an opportunity to put Tess Holliday in a bikini. That's fine. It's still a cute purple one piece, but whatever.
What do you think of this idea of like not having a plus size section?
I think that embracing the term fat is great for me, and it's not great for everybody. Just like the term plus size, I don't give a shit about because whatever, it's bigger than a regular average size, but like it's still more than 50% of the population is plus size. So plus could just also mean better, or more people, abundant bodies, who cares? So I think some people like really don't, like there are some models who don't want to identify as a plus model. There are people that don't like the term plus size. That you do you. Everybody's different. Everybody thinks about this stuff differently. I would love to see every single store in the world offer a size 0 to 34 and like really just cover the spread. But that so far not what's happening. So, right. You know, it'd be better if like everything was like evenly sized and size charts worked and they, but you know, there's also like some things to think about in terms of how fit works, because fit on a person who has no curves and is very like sort of flat, is a different fit than a person who is plus size, who has like big boobs and a big butt. Like, but I mean, there's also stuff to think about in terms of like the diversity of plus size bodies. Cause you know, just cause you're fat doesn't mean you're shaped the same way as somebody else.
Right.
So,
right. Which is also true for every size people. Like, cause exactly. Everything that like fits my waist doesn't fit my hips. I have very big hips and a big butt. So yeah. So yeah. It's like you have to sort of go brand to brand. Yeah. But I'm wondering if you think people will continue to follow the brand. I mean, what do you think hearing that it's bought by Walmart? Would you boycott it?
You know, I feel complex about boycott because I think boycotting can work sometimes, but I don't think it necessarily always brings the change. I think sometimes you have to be in dialogue with things in order to make them change and offer your opinion and say, this doesn't work for me or this doesn't work for me. It saddens me to hear that because ModCloth is like a great place to get fat bikinis. Mm. But I will be honest that like Walmart has also been my go-to for plus size one pieces because like I've had a few weight changes that were non-consensual that happened with my body, but swimming is also an important part of like how I exercise. And so not having a suit that fit was a non-starter, but all year round, it doesn't matter if it's winter or not, you can buy one piece plus size suits for $30 at Walmart. And so like that is literally the only thing I buy at Walmart is bathing suits. And one of the only things I buy at ModCloth is bathing suits. So it's interesting that they have joined forces, but it definitely taints my opinion of the company because I really loved their brand. I loved what they were doing and the tastemakers they were interacting with. And it really saddens me that they chose to sell it to
I think
Walmart.
From the article, it's more like the owners began to get venture capitalists involved, and essentially the venture capitalists then owned more of the company than the original owners. So the venture capitalists sold it to Walmart.
That's real.
Do you feel me? It's not a one-to-one. The headline is a little, the headline's a little misleading. When you read the article, you realize how it all sort of happened.
And it makes sense that venture capitalists were involved because ModCloth was doing a lot of growing. And it's hard to grow a garment thing without capital. Like,
absolutely.
To do the runs at Beth Ditto, for example, has an amazing fashion line that she's now self-producing.
Yeah, I follow her on Instagram. It's amazing.
Yeah, so yes. she was working with Evans before, and I'm sure the process of designing for yourself, for your company, and doing the run and fronting the capital to get it all ethically sewn that's so much work. It's just an epic amount of work. So I can imagine that, you know, the venture capital was sexy for ModCloth, and, you know, we can all learn something from that. I think as a businesswoman, I now want to read all of this because I'm like, I don't feel like I need venture capital money, but, you know, it's dangerous.
Let's talk about the Fat Kid Dance Party.
Let's do it.
The dance and exercise program for all body sizes to heal from body oppression. It's at this new space, Everybody. So tell me a little bit about Everybody. We talked about it at the top, but I want people to know what it is because it's really unique.
So it's a gym in Glassell Park, LA, which is in the northeast part of LA, very close to downtown. And it is gender inclusive and body positive. So all bodies are good bodies. It is very anti-racist. Like, we work hard to be inclusive of literally everybody. And it's a beautiful space. The design is impeccable. Sam, the owner, has just a really good eye for these things. And so when I knew this gym was opening up, I was like, I feel like I should be part of it, but I didn't know exactly how. And so then I was taking dance aerobics in LA at the studio that said that it was like for all bodies and it was judgment free, but it was not for all bodies. It was not for me. Like, I'm fine being the fat kid huffing and puffing in the back of like a dance aerobics class. Like, I've done a lot of work on myself. Like, I'm cool. Like, I don't need to be the most flexible yoga person. I'm cool. Mm-hmm. But I know a lot of people don't have that experience or that resilience. And also, I was like, I've thrown dance parties for years. Like, why can't I just do aerobics? Like, and just have everyone dancing together. Mm-hmm. And then because I'm by nature a healer, like I'm a Reiki healer, but also an energy healer. And a lot of, I think, my work online with with my blog helps heal people through mm-hmm. my stories and my experience, strength and hope, and the people I talk to. So it kind of became a healing modality. Like I was choreographing numbers, which, by the way, being an aerobics instructor is way more work than I ever thought. I'm like, because I'm like a little bit, I'm a Capricorn, so I'm very like diligent. And like, I think I over prepare based like compared to other people. I think some people just pop into their class and then do what comes into their head. But like, I am like, I choreograph and I create concepts. Like I'm also an artist. So like, you know, I think it through and like, I figure out the flow. And so there's a number that I do to Prince's Baby, I'm a Star, which is one of my favorite high energy Prince numbers. And, I adapted all of the aerobics moves from this TED talk about these power positions that you can put your body in to make your brain feel like you're empowered. So there's like the Wonder Woman stance and like holding, yes, like that.
Hands on hips.
You have your magic glasses next to you. And then there's a star move, which is literally just holding your body open like a star. But I, of course, incorporate this into aerobics. There's Oprah kicking back in a chair. It's literally a slide from this TED talk where she's got her elbows behind her head and kicks her legs up. So we do some kicking. And so we do this number to heal and to talk about like taking up space, because as fat people and women and queer people and people of color and old people, we are taught not to take up space. And white men, even mediocre white men, are taught that they can take up all the space they need, man spreading away on the subway. And like, it's such a radical act for a person who has any oppression to feel like they are worthy of taking up space. Mm. And to have someone reminding them of that in an aerobics class is amazing. And I think like just even the somatic methodology of healing, like moving your body, I think just opens your mind up to different ways of thinking. And I also like to remind my students to like, remember this when you feel like beat down by the world, remember the neutron dance, do your neutron dance.
Oh my God, the neutron dance.
Oh, it's one of my favorite.
I can call to mind that song. Yeah. In a second.
Uh-huh.
Right.
So like everything I do is high vibration. I try really hard to like, I choreograph when I'm feeling high vibe so that I can like bring that energy to my class. It's actually every Thursday I have such a hard time sleeping because like I'm pumped on endorphins and like high joy vibration.
Mm.
So like it's really fun. It's been such an amazing experience. And like, I'm already getting some class regulars, which makes me feel like Richard Simmons.
Oh my God. Totally.
And like, you know, and I watch a lot, I'm very, inspired by Richard Simmons, honestly, but like, it's just, if he could only not talk about changing bodies, if it could just be about changing the way you see yourself.
Because he still is invested in dieting.
Yes.
Right.
And I mean, he's complicit in diet culture and is wealthy because of diet culture.
Yes.
Like he is. And you know, frankly, I think he's so well intentioned that like, I'll take the good with the bad and still call Richard Simmons net positive. Like, same with Oprah. I think she's very complicit in diet culture, but and
very
financially invested
she's
in it
now. If I see that ad, and I am telling you, this is the only thing that makes me actually like scream at my TV, mm-hmm. which is that on Hulu, there's a series of Weight Watcher ads. Ugh. And Oprah is talking to, quote, regular people mm-hmm. about dieting in the woods. And at one point, someone says, you know, I get to eat anything I want. And Oprah says, I love chips. I love chips. And it's like, so over the top, and I know she can be a little over the top, uh-huh. and it feels so desperate and just beneath her.
Yeah. I mean, she didn't need more money. Like, she invested in Weight Watchers and then became the spokesperson, and their stock shot up overnight. Like, she made millions of dollars just by attaching her name to a diet company that she was already like for 20 something years had already been complicit in creating the diet culture that like created this like little petri dish where she got to do make all this money. And like, I really want someone to fund me recreating all of her Weight Watchers ads as like something else, because like I can get like a net positive motivation from it if I can like break down her ad. I'm like, what is she really talking about? Because most of the time when she's talking about it, she's talking about like general spiritual concepts, because like the idea of focusing on your body and improving your life and improving your commitment to
being your best self,
like all of that, improving your commitment to your body to just like actualize it. Like, I am actually really mindful about how I eat because I know certain foods trigger inflammation, which gives me a chronic digestive disorder, which is not pleasant or enjoyable. So like, I know that to me, food is fuel, but like I had to come to that from a place where I loved my body and I wasn't punishing myself and I wasn't getting involved in diet talk or like hurting myself through that process. And like, I feel like maybe, I don't know. I like that she's like sweet and motivating, but like, it's in this fucked up way where she's like complicit in making people hate their bodies and think they need to change and like pay her lots of money in order to do that.
And I have some secret wish. We've got to take a break, but I just have some secret wish that, you know, Oprah has gotten to a place in her career where she's so wildly successful. She has such an incredible legacy that she gives no fucks what people think. And she has sort of come to a place of acceptance. Like that's what I want for Oprah. I mean, who the fuck am I? I don't know. But like, I just don't want her to still be like using her resources and like time and energy thinking about every single thing she puts in her mouth. Like it just seems like you're above this, Oprah.
It does seem like she should. I really thought she was going to be above that when she started her show Super Soul Sunday and got really spiritual.
Yes, yeah.
Like, I really thought, I was like, great. Yeah. She's like totally abandoned all of this negative body talk. And then suddenly the Weight Watchers thing happened. And I actually disinvested from Oprah. I stopped subscribing to the magazine and I don't pay any money towards Oprah anymore.
Mm. Okay, we got to take a break. We will mourn that loss on the break. And when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Reiki.
Yeah.
Okay, stay with us.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey everyone, it's Tristan. Listen, there is nothing sexier than experience. Just ask the Pleasure Chest. As the oldest sex-positive boutique in America, this legendary establishment has made it their mission to provide sexual fulfillment to everyone, regardless of orientation, identity, or experience. With stores in New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago, as well as online, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Whether you're buying your first vibrator or your 10th leather flogger, you'll be assisted by a knowledgeable and friendly staff in an elegant, sex-positive environment. If you're looking to expand your sexual expertise, they offer free weekly workshops in locations nationwide where no subject is taboo or off limits. Visit PleasureChest.com to learn more, because sex never goes out of style. You can use the coupon code Tristan at checkout and enjoy a free Pleasure Chest lube with every purchase.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, you know, Bevan was talking about this great therapist she found by advocating for herself about what she needed and wanted. And so I want to do a little shout out to The Open List, which is my project on openingup.net. The Open List features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and others who are poly-aware, kink-competent, sex-positive, queer-affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. So if you're looking for a therapist, you can do a search because we have listings in almost every state.
And if you are a therapist or a provider of some kind, a professional who fits this criteria, then you should get listed. Go to openingup.net. And if you're a professional, use the code OPENTRIAL, all one word, for a free year on the site. Okay, check that out. Okay, so another thing that Bevan does, which I know, which I want to talk about now, is Reiki. And she makes this amazing tea, which I have in my house. And I really wanted to like brew some tea so we could like sip it and talk about it. But, you know, my life got a little away from me today. So, okay, so first, let's talk about Reiki. I don't know that we've talked about Reiki on this show at all, really. So I want to give listeners like a primer first on what Reiki is.
So Reiki, I want to quote 30 Rock when I describe it, which Jack, the boss, he tells Liz Lemon about Reiki and he says, Reiki is the laying on of hands to improve one's life. And it's literally just you put your hands over someone and energy comes out of you because you're attuned to provide this modality. And it's like the universe works right through you. I can feel my hands get hot when I do Reiki. And you're basically just putting life force energy into things. And it has an electromagnetic effect on cells. And it basically raises them to their highest vibration so that they can heal. And so you can have, and all sorts of, I would say that energy healing is sort of the broader term for it. And it involves a lot of practices like shamanism and light work and all sorts of things can come into it. So I am Reiki attuned, but I'm also a learner, a lifelong learner. So I'm constantly developing my spiritual prowess. I did just today, I put together a package for a Bevan's Tea client who wanted to send her friend an apartment cleansing woo care package. And so I put together a ritual for her based on what she was going through. And I put like a candle I got from House of Intuition.
Love House of Intuition. Have their candle burning in my living room right now.
Excellent. Love House of Intuition. There's women of color, queer women of color owned here in LA, 3 locations. So I put one of their candles in there and like I did a whole ritual write up and some Bevan's tea, the Dolly Mint tea, which is my positivity tea.
That's the one I have and that I love. Yes.
Yeah. So basically I took, when I took my first Reiki class, I knew immediately I had to put it into tea because I was already obsessed with tea and very picky about tea. So I knew I had to create blends that were delicious.
Okay. Wait. But let's go back to Reiki. So what, how it, like you said, laying hands on someone, something. So is it physical? Like, do you touch a person when you give them Reiki?
You can, but most of the time you don't.
You don't.
Yeah. If your Reiki practitioner is touching you in a way that doesn't feel good, they're not doing it right. Like,
okay.
Mostly you just like hover above, close on, like, and you just like send energy in there. You can also send energy distance. So I've done some distance Reiki for people before too.
Okay. So I just want to clarify that.
Yeah.
Okay. So then how do you get Reiki into tea?
So I do a 2-part process. So for every herb or tea leaf I use, I infuse that plant with Reiki energy. So I go back in time and space and do it from seed to harvest and give it life force energy. So then therefore the herbs would be more potent because they have the most life force energy they can have. And then each blend I infuse with Reiki energy to energize it for the recipient. So if you wanted to get Reiki healing and you don't have the money to do a full healing session or you don't have the time to devote to it, basically what I'm trying to do is to help busy people have the healing that they need or want. And so it's like a form of self-care, but also delicious tea.
And you can make it hot or iced. I know
hot
that
iced,
because
yes.
I had it. My first time I had it was at Dyke Day LA,
oh, yeah,
which we're like coming up on the next one.
Soon.
Wow. And so do you see yourself expanding into this realm? This is going to be part of what you do.
I mean, I think this is hopefully going to be my I'm going to be a tea millionaire someday.
Ooh.
You know.
Shark Tank calling.
Yeah.
Yes,
except
let's go.
That I never want to go on Shark Tank. I just want to develop it like organically.
Okay,
like,
good.
No venture capital. Like,
right.
Just a really.
Oh, well, Barbara Corcoran, though. I would work with Barbara Corcoran.
That's true. I would definitely work with Lori Grenier. Let's be honest. If she came to Colin, I'd be like, yes, I will come on your QVC show.
Yes.
I've always wanted
Who
to be on QVC.
Who doesn't want to be on QVC?
Yeah. I want to talk about my tea. I'm very enthusiastic about it. I could talk about it all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would be great on QVC.
You would. Yeah.
Yeah. So Lori Grenier, if you're listening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
But I'll say that I'm really excited to provide healing to people and like work on building out a website and doing all of that stuff. So, but right now I'm working on just getting it up on Etsy so that I can sell more tea so that I can pay to develop the website and do all of that stuff.
Got it. Got it. You have a lot of different things going on.
I'm a hustler. I'm a multi-passionate entrepreneur.
And then do you ever think, because you're such a fashionista, I mean, this woman has such incredible taste. I cannot even tell you every time she shows up somewhere, it's like, what? Do you ever think of doing your own clothing line?
Absolutely. One of my greatest dreams is literally to have a line on QVC because the home shopping networks have really been pioneers in covering the spread when it comes to fashion.
Size, yes.
They often do it from 0 to 32. Mm-hmm. And like they really do cover the spread. And so I want that. Like there's an iconic brand called Quacker Factory on QVC. Quacker Factory. Okay. It is Schmaltz personified. And I've already said in this episode how much I love Schmaltz and Kitsch. And like they do the Christmas sweaters that like people call quote ugly, but I call extraordinary works of art. So like, I mean, they'll do it on both sides. It's not just the front has snowmen running through a field. It's like snowmen running through the field and then there's one running across the back. Right. So I want that. Like, I just want it to be like sluttier and like more fabulous.
Okay. So that's what we're going to stay tuned for next.
Believe for it, people.
But we're out of time. Thank you so much, Bevan.
Yay. QueerFatFem.com. Go to Fat Sex Week.
Let me tell people, Bevan Brand Landingham is a writer, performer, healer, and cultural producer living right here in Los Angeles, which is why I get to be here with her in person. You can find out more at queerfatfem.com. She said that. And coming soon, bevanstea.com.
Yep.
You can follow her on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, Pinterest, Tumblr, and Facebook at queerfatfem. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the show. I will be at a wonderful bar mitzvah, but we're going to do a pre-record, and it's going to be a good one. So until then, you can get me on Twitter, at Tristan Taramino. You can get the show on Twitter, at Sex Out Loud Radio. And you can get me on Facebook.com/AskTristan and on Instagram at Tristan Taramino. I'm really into my Instagram right now, so there's stuff on there that you won't see anywhere else, so you should definitely follow me. And of course, you should follow Bevan because her Instagram is pretty sweet too. And that's all we've got. I hope that you enjoyed today's show and it made you think, because Bevan always makes me think whenever I spend time with her, and that you'll take some time to talk about sex and body positivity out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.